good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. What an exciting call we have lined up for you guys tonight. We're giving away another iPad. I hope you guys are taking full advantage of that contest. We've got, in my opinion, one of the best trainers in all Legal Shield going to be sharing and training for us tonight. I'm so looking forward to hearing from that. But, guys, I really, really want to encourage each and every one of you to take full advantage of promotion. The reduced associate fee of $99 throughout the rest for the next 10 days, this week and the first part of next week through the end of the month, for to be able to recruit somebody into your Legal Shield business for only $99, absolutely phenomenal. And I don't know of a better way to expose those people to get the business, to get that process started than to take advantage of those live recruiting calls that are going on each and every day. So, you know, the exposures are being done by the best of the in the business. All you have to do is plug people into those calls, guys, and then immediately do a three-way call with your upline support team. Take full advantage of it. With that being said, just want to give a personal shout out. Last week we heard a lot of people who's already heard from a lot of More Success Team members that have already exceeded both in recruiting and production and income already this year, what they did the entire last year's production and recruiting and income. So what great stories of success the More Success Team is having. So, but, you know, I accomplished something today. We, as of today, have already, through 2013, have already outperformed in both production and recruiting the entirety of last year. So congratulations to all the team members on the team. What a remarkable, phenomenal job you guys are doing. I tell you what, the best is yet to come in Legal Shield, and the way to really set us up for the holiday season is to truly buckle down and take full advantage of this $99 promotion. And with that being said, let me go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, millionaire club member, a six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on. You've done an awesome job. I want to congratulate Mr. Joel Sosa from Oklahoma. He is a brand-new personal recruit of mine. It's his first call that he's ever been on, More Success Team call. So, again, congratulations, Joel, for being on the call. Also, to remind everyone that the More Success Recruiting Contest is ongoing, and we're giving away a brand-new iPad Mini every week this month. And to be entered into the contest, all you need to do is recruit one new associate with a new membership. Of course, the more you recruit and sell, the more chances we'll have in each of the drawings. This week's winner, actually this will be the third iPad Mini that we've given away this month. The winner is Miss Debbie Haskin from Bountiful, Utah. Her upline is Silver Executive Director Miss Sally Gilbert from Utah. Sally, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Sally, I hope you got all those numbers that I've been texting to you. Make sure that we got them to your new recruit there, but congratulations. You're doing an awesome job. One of the top executive directors on our team. And I'm going to turn the call over to you just for a second, okay?
Thank you very much. And thank you also for doing such a wonderful job in supporting all of us. And I, too, hope that we got the numbers corrected. Debbie, are you on the line? I want to introduce you to my friend Debbie. Debbie,
yes.
Did you begin?
I made it. I think I did.
Great.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can the rest of you hear Debbie?
Yes, we can hear her fine.
Thank you. Debbie, I'll turn it over to you.
What are you turning over to me?
We're introducing you as a winner.
Okay.
For the, is it iPad or
iPad Mini, Debbie?
Mini iPad, yeah. And I want to thank everybody for that. I'm just getting started in this, so I really don't know what I'm doing. But, and I'm also in Georgia, my mother's 80th birthday, so.
Well, Debbie, how long have you been in the business now?
2 months, probably.
So you are brand new.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Well, congratulations, Debbie. We appreciate you. I know you've got great upline support there in Miss Sally Gilbert. So take advantage of that. We want to congratulate you. In fact, I just got through ordering that. It'll be in the mail to you. It's got a deal that says, congratulations, you're a winner. It's Debbie Haskins from the More Success team engraved on it. So hopefully you'll enjoy that. Put your Legal Shield apps on that and make a whole lot of money and help a whole lot of people. How's that?
That sounds great to me.
So, congratulations. Welcome to the team.
Okay.
And we appreciate you very, very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And
goodbye.
Thank you, Sally, for introducing her.
Okay. You're entirely welcome.
All right, we'll be introduce tonight's special guest speaker. I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 per year ring earner, and, of course, he's leader of our More Success team for the past 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Oh, yes, Randy. Wouldn't miss this call. First, I want to say congratulations, Ms. Haskins. I want to congratulate her for just being with Sally Gilbert, because there's not a better marketer than Sally. I have so much high respect for Sally. And I want to congratulate Stephanie and Jeremy's team again for such an outstanding job. And there's many more out there beginning to do the very same thing, Randy. But, you know, this next speaker is, he's a lot of things, but one thing is he's a fine gentleman. He's a great speaker. He's very articulate. He knows what he's saying about. He's walked the walk. You don't just talk it. I've had trainers before, and one time when Wilbur Smith died, we had a trainer, and I told Wilbur, and I said, I wish I could be as good as that trainer. He said, Ken, you're better. And I said, what do you mean? He tells me all this. He said, but the guy can't do anything. Well, when this next trainer tells you something, not only talks it, he walks it. He can do what he says and does it. $250,000 ringer, platinum executive director, Power 20 for the last 19 straight months. That's on an executive committee now. And I'm so glad he represents our team on that committee. A good friend, a great player in the business, Mr. Chris Hughes.
All right, Mr. Moore, thank you so much. And as always, I'm honored every time I have an invitation to train in the More Success team. I appreciate you and Randy and Jeremy and everything you guys do for the team. And
me for interrupting you, but I meant to tell them also that you have a great set of tapes out that absolutely wonderful to listen to. If somebody ever wants to get them, they just need to get in contact with you, but I'd recommend them, okay? Thank you, Chris.
All right.
Interrupting.
Thanks for the plug. Appreciate that. And thank you for the iPad to the More Success team. I mean, that is such a cool thing. It's, you know, certainly not something that I mean, it's a volunteer thing. You guys decided to step up and do that, and we really, really appreciate that. For those that are new to the team, I want to just tell my quick story, and then I want to jump into, I want to train on recruiting this evening. And, and I love to talk about that topic because that's something that I focused on over the last 14 years with Legal Shield. When I got started 14 years ago, I was 27 years old. I was a college dropout living in the bad part of town in Fort Worth, Texas, and we had drive-by shootings and burglaries and break-ins and you name it. And I was behind in all my bills and obligations. I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but I was hiding my car. You know, I lived on one street. I parked my car on another street so that the bank wouldn't come and get it. I needed my car, and you know, I just thought, well, they're going to have to wait to get paid because I don't have any money right now. And there was many, many months where I would take my credit cards from the mailbox and just take them directly to the trash can unopened because I didn't have the wherewithal to pay the minimum payment, you know, much less the over fee and all that. It was devastating. I mean, I don't want to spend a lot of time on the negative, but I didn't know what I was going to do. You know, and in the background, what was happening in our lives is a huge family. My dad worked for corporate America for Lockheed Martin General Dynamics. He had a really important job. He's the chief of graphics. He entertained presidents and vice presidents, and he would set up the artistic displays. Well, the design and ship and set up the artistic displays when they're out selling F-16s and stealth bombers to foreign governments. And one day, right before he retired, about 2 weeks before Christmas, 6 months before he retired, they fired him. And not only did they fire him, but they fired all the 60-year-olds in his department. And so, as a family, we were shell-shocked. And we just thought, gosh, you know, what is going on? You know, we were all told to go to school, get good grades, get a good job, work for 40 years, retire on a pension. That didn't work for my dad. And so we're wondering, what are we going to do with the rest of our lives? You know, like if you can't trust a big corporation to even, you know, give you a retirement party and the gold watch after 40 years in the corporate structure, what are we going to do? You know, it gave me anxiety. It wasn't even my life. It was my dad's life. And I was an adult by then. And but I still had this crazy anxiety because I thought if they could do it to him, you know, they can do it to anybody. And I know how hard he worked and how much he sacrificed for that company. And I made a decision then and there, and I'm sure the rest of the family did as well. We got to go out on our own. So luckily, my big brother and his wife, Cindy, so Jeff and Cindy Hughes, showed us a video about Legal Shield. And really, this is part of my training tonight as I get into this part of the story. They showed us a video about Legal Shield. We were all together just kind of hanging out as a family. And when there was a lull in the conversation, Cindy said, hey, there's something we want to show you. You may or may not be interested. It's only going to take about 15 minutes. And she put in this. She was so nervous, and it's kind of funny to think about now. But she was so nervous, and she put this old video in. It was about 12 minutes long. It was called Now is the Time. And, of course, we haven't had that video in more than a decade. But it was good enough, you know. 12 minutes later, Mike Hughes, David Hughes, Chris Hughes, we all decided to get started with Legal Shield. And I knew that I was going to be wealthy in Legal Shield from the very first moment, the very first day I was introduced to Legal Shield. And here's what I mean by that. Because after they showed us this video, I looked at Mike and Dave, and I was like, man, I'm in. Are you guys in? And they're like, yeah, we're in. And you know, so we asked Jeff. We said, Jeff, what do we do? You know, like, what's next? And he said, I don't know. I'm not in yet. And I want you to think about that. So he's got a living room full of people. He's showing a video. He's not even in Legal Shield yet. He hasn't signed up. He's seen a brochure, and he went to a business briefing. And he really liked what he saw. So he said to the woman who took him to the briefing, Judy Garten, Val Romero's mother, and said, you know, I'm going to talk to my brothers about this and see what they think. And she goes, oh, no, don't talk to them. You know just enough to mess this up. Like, take this video and show it to them. And that's exactly what he did. And I'm so glad that he did that, because had he come to our houses and said, hey, we're going to get rich, and let me tell you all about this legal thing, and there's five areas of coverage, and, you know, you get paid daily. I mean, had he done that, we would have turned him off, because we already had another brother that had done that to us with multiple other companies, and we just weren't interested. You know, we had that amateurish approach. Jeff, thank goodness, had the professional recruiters, you know, duplicating approach, that simple approach that we all believed that we could do. He just showed us a video. And when it was over, we said, what do we do now? He says, I don't know. I'm not in yet. But there's a guy in Dallas, Texas named Patrick Shaw. He's making about $10,000 a month. He can probably help us get paid. And so we went out to the Dallas briefing, and we loved the presentation, and we all decided to get started. Now, here's what I want you all to think about as you hear that story. What did Jeff and Cindy Hughes say to Chris, Mike, and David Hughes about Legal Shield? What did they say about the company? Not a word. They didn't tell us the name of the company. They didn't say anything about the compensation plan. They didn't say anything about the provider law firms. They didn't say anything about how the membership worked. They didn't say any of that. They didn't talk about the price of the membership. They didn't talk about how much it was to join the business. None of that stuff. All they did was show us a video, and the rest is history. You know, that video led us to go to the briefing. When the briefing was over, we all decided to get started. So tonight, I'm talking about recruiting, and I wanted to give you that story as kind of a backdrop, because recruiting is not hard. It's way harder than it should be for most of us. Or let me rephrase that. Most of us make recruiting so much harder than it should be. We talk too much, and I would say that when it comes to recruiting and building a team and creating, and not only recruiting and building a team, because that's one part, but then there's another part that's even more exciting, and that is duplication. So when you're recruiting and you're building a team, and you want to have duplication in your business, you want to keep it simple. The simpler you keep it, the better off you're going to do in your business. Let me pause right there and give you a few statistics. I got to step in the house, and I hope it's not too loud. Yeah, great. Sounds like the kids have gone to another part of the house. But let me give you all a few statistics. You know, these are reasons for recruiting. In our business briefing presentation every week, it says, why Legal Shield? And it says, income, time, and freedom. And what we know is that if we all can have more income and more time, we can have more freedom. And then it asks the question, why now? Market potential. 97% of the market is available to us. 97% of the market does not have Legal Shield. The customer need is absolutely massive. Everybody needs Legal Shield. And it's an industry in transition. But let's look at some other interesting statistics. Right now in America, we have record unemployment. Still, after all these years, you know, we've gone through this what they call the Great Recession, where we experienced record unemployment. We've never seen anything like it since the Great Depression. And they say things have gotten better, but if you look at the real numbers and you look at all the contractors, the people who did, you know, insurance, and the people that did mortgages, and the people that did real estate sales, and the builders and the contractors, all of those people don't show up on the unemployment rolls, and those are the people that got rocked more than anyone. So we still are experiencing record unemployment. Forever, the government has always been, people think it's the safest place to work, right? Work for the government because you always have job security. Well, the government's broke, right? They had a 16-day shutdown, and I know we've had shutdowns in the past, but a 16-day shutdown, we're worse off financially today than we ever, ever, ever have been. 50% of our college graduates can't find full-time jobs. We've had 5 consecutive years as a nation of declining income. So for the last 5 years, household income have continued to go down year after year after year. There's no more job security. There used to be such a thing as job security. And today, the only security you have in a job is not having one. You know, if you have a job, you've got no security. If you don't have a job, if you're independent, if you're a contractor, Legal Shield associate, own your own business, then you might have some security, but we no longer have job security. Let me give you a startling number. So we know that 50% of the college kids can't get jobs today, full-time jobs. They don't know what they're going to do. They've got a $50,000 noose, up to a $200,000 noose around their neck. It's called a college loan, but they have no idea how they're going to pay that off. Well, to make matters worse, currently, right now, as we speak, it's estimated that 75% of Americans nearing retirement have less than $30,000 in their retirement accounts. Let me give it to you again. 75% of Americans nearing retirement have less than $30,000 in their retirement account. They call it the greatest retirement crisis in American history. You know, 65%. Right now, the average 401k balance for 65-year-olds in this country is $25,000. Right now. 401k balance right now for our 65-year-olds in this country average at $25,000 per retiree. So I say all that to say this, that we are being rocked as a country, and we can no longer wait for the government or some big corporation to take care of us. We've got to take our futures into our own hands. It's called personal responsibility. Personal responsibility. You know, I don't want to wait, you know, for the government to make things better. I don't want to wait for the economic client to get better before I do something, you know, before I take my life, take the things into my own hands. And a great way to do that is, number one, through Legal Shield, but number two, recruiting. You know, I gave you all that bad news, not to depress everybody, but to impress upon everybody that now is the best time in the history that I've been at Legal Shield. Now is the best time ever in the last 13 years to be recruiting in Legal Shield, because the market needs what we're doing. The branding is better than it's ever been. Everything that we touch within Legal Shield, the brochures, the applications, the website, the brand, everything looks better, feels better, and is better. The market needs our services now more than ever. Every year our society becomes more and more and more complex. I've never known of a year where more laws fell off the books than new laws that were added. So in other words, we need Legal Shield more this year than we did last year because of the complexities of the laws that are being added to the books. We say this all the time. If you don't know what your rights are, you don't have any. And that's the reality for millions and millions and millions of people all across North America. So we have a huge opportunity to take care of them by getting them our service, but we have an even bigger opportunity to offer them an opportunity to get started with Legal Shield. And I'll just give you a couple tips, and I'll pass the call back over. But, you know, Jeff and Cindy said they had something they wanted to show us. And we said, okay. You know, and we even had pizza that night, so it was even better. But they showed us a video, and we loved it. And then we went to a briefing, and we loved it. And, you know, I remember saying to Jeff, hey, I'm going to tell everybody about this. And Jeff said the same thing to me that Miss Garten said to him, and that was, hey, you know, don't tell anybody anything. Take this video and show it to them. So I came home. I showed my two roommates the video. One said no. One said yes. He and I went and showed it to a friend of his. He said yes on the spot, signed up. We went and showed the video to that guy's friend. He said no initially, and then we got him to a business briefing, and he loved it. And he ended up signing up, and then he led me to a guy that went platinum in my business. And we recruited all those people, and nobody knew anything about Legal Shield. We didn't know about the comp plan. We didn't know how the membership worked. We didn't know anything. All we knew is, you know, use the video if they're interested, get them to a live event. If they like it, sign them up and tell them to do the same thing. So I have used something throughout my career. You know, I think Dave Savola's approach is excellent. It's worked for many years, and he's our number one money earner, so why not? But he just says, you know, hey, there's something I want to show you. You may or may not be interested. It's only going to take about 15 minutes. That's what Jeff and Cindy used for us. It worked for them. It worked for us. And, you know, it's been 14 years, and we've utilized that. I've had a lot of great success with that. I like a real direct approach. I would say that I'm definitely somebody who leads with the opportunity. Many, many people lead with the membership. I just, for whatever reason, it's worked better for me to lead with the opportunity. And I find that everybody that joins the business also buys the membership. And I find that even people that don't join the business will buy the membership because they'll say, hey, business isn't for me, but I really like, you know, the concept. You know, tell me more about that, right? So, but what I have found that works really, really well for me is I just like to ask people. You know, as I'm out and about and I talk to people in the marketplace, and I find that they have some, I call it a soft spot. So as I talk to people, I'll say things like, you know, help. So what do you do for work? And they go, I sell copy machines. Oh, really? Wow, that's awesome. You know, I mean, technology is amazing. I can't believe how powerful those machines are getting these days. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is, but you talk to them about that. And then I say things like, well, you know, they're paying you enough money. You get plenty of time off, or the benefit's great, right? And really what I'm doing is I'm looking for a soft spot. And if ever they wince, you know, if I say you need plenty of vacation time and they go, oh, are you kidding? I haven't been on vacation in 17 years. Well, you know, I just make a mental note of that and grab their business card, and I might call them back in a day or two and say, hey, it's me, Chris Hughes. You and I were talking, and, you know, when you said you haven't been on a vacation in 17 years, were you serious, or were you just kind of making conversation? No, I was serious. Oh, my gosh, look, our company sends us on all-expense-paid vacations every year. You know, I don't know if it'd be for you or not. You know, let me ask you, do you keep your career options open? And that's really the tip that I wanted to leave with you all tonight is I like the direct approach. I like to ask people, do you keep your career options open? Do you keep your income options open? Are you open to earning additional income? Would you be interested in multiple streams of income? These are all kind of variations of the same question. And you know what I found? And the reason I love that question is because about 99% of the people that I've asked over 14 years that question, 99 out of 100 of them say yes. Now, Legal Shield may or may not be for them, and that's yet to be decided, yet to be determined, but they kick the door open for the conversation. You know, so many people approach recruiting from an amateur standpoint, like, hey, you gotta look at this, and you'd be so good, and you'd be so great, and you know all the right people, and we're gonna get so rich, and this is unbelievable. You know, and it's like, that kind of stuff turns people off. You know, and so that's a pushy, you're pushing them, you're pushing your will, your desire, your thoughts and your ideas on them. And when you push somebody, do they come near you or further away? They go further away. You push on them, they go further away from you. That's why I love that approach. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you open to earning additional income? Are you open to a career change? Are you open to additional streams of income? If they say yes, now they're coming towards you. Because normally it'll sound like this. Well, yeah, what have you got? Or sure. Well, what is it? Or what are you doing? Or what are you working on? See, they kicked the door open. You didn't have to kick the door open. They kicked the door open. And now with the door open, you know, you can say, well, look, it may or may not be for you. It's only going to take about 15 minutes. But, you know, let me show it to you. Right? You can sit down with them. You can send them to the website. You can do a recorded call. You can put them on a live call that we're doing every day at 1 p.m. Pacific time through the end of the month. But those are just a couple of tips for recruiting, and I'll just close up by saying this. What would happen if Legal Shield stopped recruiting? Legal Shield would be out of business. What would happen if McDonald's stopped recruiting? McDonald's would be out of business. Matter of fact, McDonald's experiences a 95% first-year turnover rate. In other words, after 1 year, 95% of the people that got hired on are no longer working with the company. So if they don't keep recruiting, they're out of business. Let me ask you another question. If the United States military stopped recruiting, what would happen? We would no longer be the United States of America. Some other country would come here, plant their flag, and they'd change our name. We've got to continue recruiting. And to drive this home for each and every one of you, what happens if you stop recruiting? You know, if you don't recruit? Well, what it means is you've got to do all the work yourself. And whatever, what happens? You know, what happens if you get sick, if you get tired, if you get burned out? You know, nothing happens. That's what happens. And I think about my own brother, Jeff. Thank God, you know, he's cancer-free today, but he was diagnosed not long ago with stage 3A lung cancer, and doctor told him that the prognosis wasn't good and he needed to prepare his affairs, you know. And he was able to continue to get paid daily, every single day, while he was going to the hospital three times a week for treatments. He was able to focus on his family and his health and his spirituality and continue to have income coming in. None of us know what tomorrow brings. But if you're recruiting an organization and you're developing that organization, tomorrow will at least bring you some cash flow. And that's what I wish for everybody tonight. Mr. Moore, thank you again for the invitation. I hope it brought value, and I'll pass the call back over to you, sir.
Well, listen, we appreciate you very much, Chris. Great job. You always do a good job. You're a good team player. We thank you very much. God bless you. And good luck, and we'll be talking to you today or two. Thank you again for being on tonight. Randy, you're still there?
Just a second, Mr. Moore. Before you leave, Chris, would you let everybody know about your live recruiting calls? Go ahead and give out the phone number that you're doing every day just through the end of the month.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're doing them at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time every single day. I mean, Monday through Sunday. And I've got lots of great people helping out. Jeff Hughes has been helping out. Ryan Burns, Brian Samaniego, Taryn Poffenbach, and Kai Deering, all six-figure ringers and Millionaire Club members with Legal Shield. And the phone number is 424-203-8400, and the PIN code is 292-918-POUND.
Okay, Chris, we've got some brand-new people on the call. How can they use this call to help them boost their recruiting? Just tell them exactly how to do it.
Okay, say that again real quick, Randy. My phone broke up. You said we've got some brand-new people on the line, and what?
We've got brand-new people on the line tonight. Tell them how they can use this call to help them boost their recruiting.
Absolutely. Well, there's a couple ways, but I mean, again, just asking people if they're open, you know, and if you know people that are in between jobs or in transition, or, you know, they need to make extra income, or they're about to send a kid off to college, or if you don't know, just ask the question. But if they're open, you can, you know, just have them listen in. I mean, that's the simplest approach. I mean, I don't want to bog anybody down here tonight. There's, you know, we use kind of sizzle calls to help, you know, sort people out. That's an additional step, and I don't know if we have time to do all that tonight, Randy, but I mean, that's just simple. Well, listen, every day, well, I guess we don't need to tell them every day, but you just tell them, hey, today at 1 p.m. Pacific time, we've got a call. You know, there's a company called Legal Shield. You ever heard of it? They're expanding the multi-billion-dollar expansion. They allow people to work from home. They pay every day. It's incredible. You know, this is what I've been doing for the last several months, or this is what I've been doing for the last several weeks or years. And here's the phone number. Just ask them if they're able to jump on. And again, I would say this, Randy, find out. Make sure they kick the door open. Because a lot of times we'll say, oh, you got to get on this call. It's going to be so great. And they're like, why? You know, why would I get on that call? I'm busy. I don't understand why you're acting so weird. You know, so like if we ask that question and we know that they're open, looking at something, if they're open, then why would they not? You know, why would they not listen in? So that's how we've been utilizing that. And it's been going great, Randy. We've had our smallest call was about 24. Our biggest call is about 124. So it's going really good. I encourage everybody to plug in.
Well, I personally listened to your first call, Chris, and you were doing an excellent job. But that's 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern every day until the end of the month. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right. October 31st will be our last call, but we'll have a call every day between now and then.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard from one of the best in the business, $250,000 ring earner, made millions of dollars in this business, used to wait, was a waiter at Chili's when he began. You've got, I know you didn't go back all the way back on your story there, Chris, but you have an incredible rags-to-riches story. You've become an incredible leader on our team. I want to thank you for being on the call tonight, and I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore to end the call. Do we have Mr. Moore?
You do if I take it off of mute.
Oh, there you are.
Okay. I'm speaking right away. I'd like to say that Mr. Workhouse will be our guest speaker next Monday night. Great speaker, great man, RVP of the state of Mississippi will be on. And then the week following that, Mr. Tony Petrell will be our guest speaker. And the week following that, will none other than Mr. Mark Sagin on our group call at 8 p.m. And, of course, Mr. Jeff Hughes himself will be on the other call. We got great lineup. We got others, but that's enough for now. So I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being on. Keep putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third. God bless you, and have a good night.
Good night, everyone.